outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, such as sodomy, with their rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings and all are welcome on the church's yard signs, it comes as no surprise. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Friends, I'm grieved for the compromises and the hypocrisies of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful daily display for the world to see. Furthermore, the American church talks much of grace and love, and of course, they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment. But they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of true love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gate whence it is executed, that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice." These are those who suggest that it is somehow loving and merciful to advocate for that which God again clearly condemns. It is mercy to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the laws against their crimes, which condemn the wicked. It justifies the righteous and protects the innocent. I just saw a scrolling sign on a church parking lot here in Minnesota that read, "All welcome. This is an LGBT community where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Well, how does the Lord deal with what these pretenders do not take literally? This will help to further any objections or time-wasting debates on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. In Jude 1:7, it tells us, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Then we have abortion, which is the murdering of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it again is advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits. Instead of protesting, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that does indeed sanction, which it should in fact lawfully condemn. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic professors, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says it must be so. Nothing could be further from the truth. $60 million babies have been murdered since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice. And because the government said so, while the Christless church has found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet somehow, in their reprobate minds, they believe that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb. Remember, we are told from these hirelings not to judge the lawless. I ask, is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb?
Here we go.
Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just want you to contemplate this, okay? In light of what we continuously talk about here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, it seems to me that people want resolve without actually playing part in bringing about that resolve. And that's insane to me. That's, you're inviting destruction, and that's what's happening here, Amos 6:3. But it's interesting that I highlight the issues that people complain about, and then when I tell them how to bring to resolve concerning those issues, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, knowing the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, and the list goes on, people don't want anything to do with that. They want the politicians to do that. And as I've said a million times over on this show, folks, you're putting in the hands of those to bring about the resolve to the issues that they themselves are responsible for creating. And it shows you who's leading the flock here. And it should be the church throughout the United States of America, but it's the said conservatives who are yesterday's liberals. And these are the ones that have cast light for darkness and darkness for light and the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie so much so, and it's gone so far today, that now we live in a nation where doctors destroy health. And yet they sell to you, you know, this is what's going to help you get better, when in fact what they're doing is creating the problem and creating dependency for big pharmaceutical companies. It's interesting how they can prop up individuals, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how they can sustain you and they can hook you into something that is a temporary remedy, but somehow or another they can't give you the remedy to the problem that they themselves created? Oh, you know they can. But that's how they make their money. See, that's the pill in the jam, right? But again, just think about this. The American people have allowed the corrupt to lead the way. That's the blind leading the blind, Matthew 15:14. And so far is now in coming to the place that we are in the present, that we live in a nation where doctors destroy the health. I mean, it's insane. Lawyers, those that are supposed to uphold law, they destroy justice. I have friends that are in law enforcement. Hey, I just want to let you know, this has nothing to do with justice. This is a money-making system. I know that. It's the system Jesus warned us of in Mark 7. In making void God's commandments and taking heed to man's. It's not difficult, Americans, to understand what the problem is. But again, you're not going to be able to see it or hear it until the Lord brings you to repentance. So we have lawyers destroying justice. Now just think about this. We have universities destroying knowledge, revising knowledge, watering down definitions in our history and this, that, and the other thing. This is where we're at today because of the people taking heed to the cistern of what? Lies. Your cup overflows with lies from the propagandist, that the cup that you drink of on a daily basis, friends. You now live in a country and in a nation where governments are aimed at destroying your freedom. And that's not the purpose of government in America, as you all the well know, you sons and daughters of liberty. The purpose of government is to maintain order, not to create chaos the way that they are. It's to restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4, not to advocate and promulgate and exercise and exhibit sin, just the exact opposite. The purpose of government is not to condemn the righteous and to promote and to justify the wicked. But yet again, this is what the American people have allowed today. Folks, let me tell you where all your problems come in. It's because you don't govern yourself. And I think of Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, who said either you're going to be governed by the word of God. And if you don't govern yourself by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Now you're being ruled by the bayonet, and people are sitting back asking the question, how could this be? It's because you don't govern yourselves. And what's interesting about that, friends, is you have scoundrels in office today that are not qualified to govern anybody because they can't even govern themselves. They've sold you out, for a better way of saying it. Friends, we now live in a nation where Christianity, as they call it, it's not Christianity, it's a lack of Christianity. And boy, I got to tell you what, you want to get my dander up, sit there and call out hypocrites in the church as Christians, that bothers me more than anything. It really does. Because nobody rebuked those individuals for their lack of Christianity and their hypocrisies more than Jesus Christ. So why do you call them hypocritical Christians? It's a lack of Christianity. They are not Christians, 1 John 2:4. But again, we have religion now destroys morals. You can't make this up. And notice how it's all aimed at doing the right thing and allowing the darkness to lead rather than the light. And what does the light do, folks? It reproves the darkness. Ephesians 5:11 through 14. Also think about this. We also live in a nation where our banks now destroy the economy. Just think about that. And guess what? On top of the guess what's, friends, we got nobody to blame but ourselves. And I know people say, well, Bradley, why is it that you always go back there? It's so condemning. No, it's not condemning. Not to those that are in Christ. It's not condemning at all. Romans 8:1, if you're a Christian, you love the truth that exposes the lies, that reproves the darkness. You don't sit back and say, why is he so condemning? Why is he always after me? I'm not after you. I'm edifying you if you're in Christ. And again, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. So when you say that's condemning, what are you talking about? The righteous aren't condemned. It's the unrighteous. And if you look at John 3:16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, explain that to me. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Who are those that are condemned? Verse 17, those that don't believe. Believe is a verb. Those that act upon his word. They're not the ones that are condemned. It's those that don't act on his word that are condemned. So let's keep that in context. And if you read it in context, friends, it's those that go to the light. The Bible says that their deeds are wrought in God. That means pounded in place by a hammer. That means you have a repentant heart and you are now bringing forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. So let me say this real quick. We live in a nation where doctors destroy health, Luke 8:43. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The press destroys information. Religion destroys morals. And our banks destroy the economy. Who do we blame? We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes.
I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War. He said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." I want to show you something here. I'm just going to give you a couple for instances as what's going on in your country today. But I want you to remember that 93% of all of your said representatives have handlers, APEC handlers, Zionist handlers. Somebody just said, yep, and it's the Zionists that are destroying, or the synagogue of Satan that are destroying America. No, it's not. It's 345 million people allowing a handful of criminals that have lost the narrative 1,000 times over. They're allowing them to destroy the country. Do the math. But it shows you the power of God under a blessing and under a curse, under a wheel and under a woe. Because again, remember, the Lord is sovereign in all things at all times in all places. If evil prevails, it's because the Lord is bringing that evil to justice. Okay? If righteousness prevails, praise God. Then blessed is that nation. Psalm 33, verse 12. But if all falls to the wayside, friends, don't sit back and blame a couple people for the crimes that you tolerate. Because really what it comes down to, it's just that. Here, let me give you an example here. We have a said congressman here, again, being sold to you as a good guy, a freedom fighter, highlighting the crimes of your said representatives who have now, and again, I was faithful to warn the people don't want to listen, you don't have to listen, but anything from 2026 now, when you buy a new car, do you know that they have kill switches in them? Do you know that those individuals that I was just highlighting just a couple of moments ago that can't even take care of the affairs of their own life, that want to dictate everything that you do? Do you know the new cars now are coming out and saying that, listen, you know, we're going to decide who can drive and who can't drive. Now, if that doesn't sound like what Robert Winthrop said, I don't know what it says. Because they're saying, you know what, we're going to come in and decide who's eligible to actually be behind a wheel and drive a car and who is not. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God, or you're going to be ruled by the government to decide for you. And how much of this is aimed at their political opposition? You haven't seen the whole of it yet. You haven't even seen the whole head of the monster yet, friends. But this shows you exactly who's at the helm, no pun intended, behind those that are creating these unconstitutional bills. I'm telling you this, friends. There is nothing lawful. Let me just say it again. Your said federal and state government have no, zero, zilch, no business in any of these affairs to control your lives. Do you know that? I want you to check this out. This is a piece from Real America's Voice. And again, it is a said representative telling you what you're allowing your government to do, friends, because again, that's what it comes down to. Check this out.
2027, as we stand here today. So it was passed during the Biden era, of course. It was passed supposedly to keep drunk drivers off of the roads. But today, given the technology increases, it not only can not let you not start your car, it can spy on you, actually, because we've had OnStar voice activated. So today, your car can spy on you. So if it thinks you're inebriated or intoxicated, but you might just be excited, it won't let you start your car. What if you're fleeing from an attacker? Your eyes are going to be dilated. You're going to be breathing heavily. It will think that you are inebriated. So it won't let you start the car. But then also, it's listening to what you're saying. This is a terrible idea. It's
not a terrible idea, friends. It's called overreaching. This is called acting outside of your scope of authority. And again, as I just said a moment ago, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Can somebody show me where the American people gave delegated authority to their said representatives to basically put a kill switch in all brand new cars? Hey, folks, don't buy the cars. Don't buy the cars. It's the same response the people need to give in every given scenario that we see these tyrants, dictators, despots begin to act out concerning their scope of authority given by the people, we the people, through delegation. Don't buy them. Do you guys know that over in Canada just last year, speaking of which, put this in parallel to what I'm talking about. But did you know that in Canada, just recently, was it a year or two ago, they basically said that the people are supposed to turn in their military-style weapons? Did you know that? You know where the government comes in and blames the innocent for the crimes of the guilty like they always do, and the American people give them a pass, and people over in Canada apparently gave them a pass until they said, turn in your military weapons. Military-style weapons, turn them in. Do you know that less than 2% turned them in? And guess what? They're selling to the people in Canada that the people voted for it. Nonsense. Just like everything else. What happens when the American people actually learn what their forefathers established and taught them through their examples? Hebrews 13:7. No! And not to stop there and say no, like when we're talking about a kill switch being put in your car, they're saying you can't handle yourselves. We need to intervene. Nonsense. They're the ones creating the problems in the first place. Not in every given scenario. Not in every given scenario. And I want to tell you why. You know why you have dictates concerning state governments, county governments, city governments, in federal governments? You know why you have them? Because you're not looking out for each other. You're not doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So one guy does something that he shouldn't have done to another guy. Guess what? They create another bureaucracy to oversee them people in that particular area or profession because they can't handle themselves. Folks, this is nonsense, especially in a country with 81% of people that claim to be Christians. Have you read the book of Corinthians? Where it says that we're not supposed to appear before the ungodly. We're supposed to bring these matters into our own hands because after all, we're going to be judging angels, the Bible tells us. And then Paul rebukes the church of Corinth and he says, you can't even handle the smallest of matters. My goodness, friends, you're inviting this. You're procuring this unto yourselves because people are no longer fulfilling the law, which is the big L-O-V-E word. And it's called looking out for each other, which is the fulfilling of the law. Matthew 22:37-39. And I'm quite frankly tired of it. What about this one here? Just to highlight adding insult to injury here. We have another individual who's being highlighted here talking about all these cameras going up in the county that nobody ever gave delegated authority to the county to do. Friends, they're doing the same thing here as what they're doing in China right now. And what are they doing in China? They have over 400 million cameras. No joke. 400 million cameras to make sure that the people stay in line. Wait a second. Have you asked yourself the question? Stay in line with who? Stay in line according to whose standard? Hey, folks, if you want all of the crime to go away in this country, you know when I bring up, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. You know why crime is running rampant throughout the United States of America? Why we have the highest incarceration rate? You want to know why? Because the 10 commandments are not enforced against the crimes of those that are guilty of them. It's the government working along with Hollywood in the corrupt courts to encourage lawlessness, where the people cry out to the government and say, we want more control, not realizing they were responsible and the responsible party for creating the state of lawlessness in which you now walk. Have they taught the people the fear of God? Have they deterred the crime by setting the example that we will not tolerate certain crimes? Absolutely not. They promote them all day. Folks, look at what they're putting through the airwaves, I'm told. That they're promoting sodomy, which God condemns and calls an abomination. Look what they're teaching in public schools. I mean, the list goes on. Look what the courts are doing. They're slapping the hands of these criminals to the point where they're reoccurring criminals up to 100 and 130 times over. See, when they enforce the law, they deter the crime. And that is a mercy to a society. And when you fail to enforce the law and condemn the wicked, what you're doing is you're breeding more. You're breeding more criminals and more, and that's exactly what you're seeing in this country. But what do? Instead of enforcing the law, they come behind it and say, you know what? We're going to put up more cameras so people behave themselves. Do you see how this works? And it gives them control. So this is all by design. And you better understand all of this that we're talking about right now. And I've just only given you one at this point. But I'm going to give you a couple more where it's highly offensive stuff that's going on here. But I want you to consider this, friends. It is aimed at the end of the day at their political opposition. Mark my words. If you don't fall in line with the Zionists, guess what? We already know who you are. We're going to bankrupt you. We're going to ruin your reputation, said the Mylakowskis of the world. And why are they attacking in a totalitarian fashion, friends? Because, as I've said before, they've lost the narrative. Americans, you don't realize you're in a war. That's the problem. You don't realize that you're being overtaken. That's the problem. You're going to realize when you have no more power to resist. That's your problem.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image.
Target
a god, for
Jewish
example,
students,
all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Okay, one of the things that we always like to do here at the Sons of Liberty morning show, afternoon show, is give it to you straight from them. Okay, so first what we do is we see that the enemy loves to play the victim. Have we all learned that yet? It all started really where you could see it. You know, the ones that love to attack you, they love to pull your hair, slap your face, and then once the cameras get there, they play the victim, and then it's reported in such a fashion. You know, giving to those that are used as a political battering ram to destroy you and your Christian constitutional heritage. Well, that's never going to happen, but that's their attempt. We've seen that with the sodomites. We all see that. We all understand they're not victims, right? We all understand they're the predators. Then we've seen right behind the sodomites, we've seen the Muslims doing the exact same thing methodically and systematically. Can we all come to the same terms and agreement? Yep, because that's exactly what they do. They play the victim while they attack, right? Where's all this coming from? Has anybody asked the question, where's all this coming from? Now what we're seeing is the Zionists doing the same things. Do you know that many of the Zionists aren't even Jewish? And you know that, right? These are the synagogue of Satan. Matter of fact, Joe Biden, the devil himself, incarnate, he said at one point, just like the rest of them, don't be fooled, but it's interesting. He said, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. Of course not. It's a political ideology. That's what it is. It's just another mask for people playing the victims while they perpetuate the crimes. And in this case, when it comes to the Zionists, they're the ones that are playing the chosen of God when nothing could be further from the truth. And only if the American people would read their Bible, they would understand that Zionism, first of all, is Satanism, friends. It's exactly what it is. Ask Thomas Herzl. Ask the Rothschilds. Ask every prime minister that gave a false alias concerning their name and operated in such a fashion. See, what's coming to the light now? Well, one of the things that I just brought up a moment ago, friends, is they said that anyone that, you know, basically comes out against us, we're going to destroy your reputation. Well, I played that on Friday for you from Netanyahu. He said, do you see this phone right here? He said, anybody that criticizes us, and he's talking to a reporter, he says, we can destroy you, and we can detect you, all of our critics from Israel. And we can destroy your reputations. Isn't that interesting? Does that sound like the children of God? Absolutely not. Listen to this, lady.
Target
this is
Jewish
interesting.
Target students. Your actions will not disappear into the darkness. We will shine a light on you that, thanks to Google and SEO, will follow you for the rest of your life.
Okay, thanks to Google. Isn't that interesting, friends? She just told you behind who's behind Google, just like she told you who's behind Facebook. It's all under the control and dictates of the who, friends? The Zionist. Here, let's go on some more. Let's listen to these chosen of God, they would have you believe.
When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse, when you look for a nanny, when you look for anything, our work will always be documented, again, thanks to Google and SEO. In corporations where DEI leaders smeared Israel, excused Hamas, we pressured CEOs, some resigned, many were terminated, but policies were changed, thankfully, from governmental to art institutions. Online, where anonymous accounts spread violent threats, we trace patterns,
you know,
evidence.
What's interesting, a lot of what she's highlighting right now, for those that are pulling the curtain back, you understand, but a lot of the enemies that they've created in the minds of the people, you do realize that Netanyahu is the creator of them, right? You also understand they're playing the victim right now over in Rothschild's Israel, which is Palestine, right? And you understand that they have genocided those people. Isn't that right? But they played the victim as they're genociding the people. Do you see how that works? It's like the woman that wears the shirt, "Stop the War on Women," that aborts her babies. That's what you're seeing with the modern-day Zionists. But she wants you to know, she said, this is a Zionist message to Americans. If you criticize modern-day Israel in the Zionists, you are our enemies. And then she thanks Google. Google's the one that's responsible for pulling the rug from under our ministry concerning the Google search. And this was years ago. But again, folks, this isn't a game. This is really happening in America today. I just highlighted during the first segment, kill switch in your cars today. This is your government. They want absolute control. And then it led into, you better mark my words, it is aimed at their political opposition. Folks, you still have the strength. You still have the means to stand up against what's going on here. What are you talking about? I'm just going to go over to Psalm 78 really quick because I want you to hear this, because I can say this to America today. You're not to be as your fathers, and I'm talking about modern day, okay? I'm not talking about our forefathers. Yes, emulate them, but listen carefully what it says. The Lord said in Psalm 78, verse 8, be not as your fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious hippie generation, right? I added hippie, of course, a generation that set not their heart aright with the Lord and whose spirit was not fixed upon God. The children of Ephraim being armed, America, and carrying bows, America, over 400 arms in their hands today, they turned back in the day of battle. Why? Verse 10, they kept not the covenant of God, and they refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed unto them. Hey, America, you didn't get here by accident. It's like, I like to tell people when they say, Bradley, how did you get where you got? And it's like, well, where am I? And if I was to take it in a carnal sense, I would say this back in response. You don't get on the top of the mountain because you fell there. Hey, Americans, you better understand, you didn't fall here. Someone actually paid the price for you to get here, to give you the possession that you have. And you better pay attention to what upholds the freedoms that you have today. It's called the mercy of God. It's called the grace of God. Let me show you the next one here while I still have a couple minutes. This young man's trying to warn the people about all the cameras that are going up in the counties. Folks, have you seen him yet? Who approved those? I can tell you who paid for them. You paid for them. But did you approve self-surveillance? And who's surveilling you, friends? That's what you have to ask. A bunch of pedophiles that sit as governors of the state? A bunch of criminals, fraudsters that call themselves attorney generals and mayors throughout the United States? That's who's monitoring you, friends. Can we say 2 + 2 = 4? And I'm not being facetious. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because people need to listen and take heed. They really do. Because it's all aimed at them. They just don't realize it yet. And I'm trying to prevent that. That's called love.
My attention that there are several Flock cameras installed around our town. My resources count over 30 of them, and I have graphics showing where they are. I'd like to be passed around to the guests here tonight so they can see where these cameras are. These cameras utilize AI to track you and your family when you're out in public. They run by a company, Palantir. This company claims that they just record movement of vehicles and they will reduce the crime rate to zero.
See, so do you see what's happening? They're putting up cameras everywhere just like China right now because they want to reduce crime rate. Well, no, the way you reduce crime rate is you enforce the law and deter the crime. So like, for example, if somebody has the audacity to murder somebody, we go back to God's statutes and we do things the way that we used to in this country all the way up until the 20th century. And what we do is we go back to Numbers 35:33, and it says where one man takes the life of another man, the only thing that's going to appease the Lord's wrath is when you take the murderer's life and deliver him up to the living God. Well, you say that's harsh. No, what's harsh is the fact that that individual premeditated the murder of an innocent individual. I said he premeditated it, and the only just recourse is to take his life. That's how you teach a nation how not to commit the crime of murder. What happens when you go to, I can say, almost any given channel? I haven't watched TV for 30 years, but if I turned it on right now, guess what I'd be watching? Well, I'd probably be watching a soap opera where the sponsors are actually teaching husbands to cheat on their wife and their wife to cheat on their husbands. That's a violation of the 7th commandment. They would be stealing. That's the 8th commandment. So that's a violation of the 8th commandment. They would be murdering each other. That would be the 6th commandment, and they would be lying, and I guess that's okay, but God says no, it's not. But this is what they're promoting if I was to turn my television on right now. And if I turned it on at 6 or 7 o'clock tonight, guess what I would watch? I would watch murder mysteries all day where they sit there and they cast into your mind scenarios of what you need to do to other people that you never thought of in a million years, because they're promoting the crime. They're not deterring the crime. They're not deterring the crime, people. They're promoting it because they want to keep these systems going up.
People much more educated than I on these cameras have proven this to be false when speaking to their city councils. They do not monitor where you drive, but they also monitor where you walk, what you do, what you say, what's on your phone when you walk by, and they spy on you all the time. Today, I walked around and I noticed the one down by the bridge was pointed towards the courtyard and the field, not towards any roads. So why would it be pointed towards the river, not towards the streets, if it's just to monitor vehicles?
If I could go on for another 5 minutes. It's fantastic information he's giving you. He's basically confronting his city council, saying, who gave authority to you and to said representative positions? How did we give you delegated authority for you to spy on us? We never gave you that authority. Hey, folks, do you see the mockery of all of this? You know, it's like the all-seeing eye. It's a mockery of God's sovereignty, his omniscience, him being everywhere at the same time. Satan is mocking the things of the Lord at every given step. Can we not see that, people? I hope we can. What I'm going to do here, friends, I'm going to come back on the other side. I see the phone calls up there. Got a lot of information. I've got enough information today to go throughout the whole week. I want to come back on the other side. I'll answer the calls, but will you please do me a favor? And I always want to make it your show, but today, please make it short. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play an audio video for you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And I'll tell you what, folks, it goes right back to the kill switch, the surveillance, to AI data centers that are going up nationwide. That's all aimed at the American people. And you didn't give me your authority to do so. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and take our Not to get too ahead of ourselves, I'm going to go ahead and take John, since you're on topic. John, it's all yours, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, brother. Down here where I live, we've been trying to remove software from 2022-2023 vehicles. They don't make cars anymore. They're all trucks and SUVs. And this software, is, as far as the kill switch, has been in there since, you know, probably 2016, you're not removing it.
Yep.
And also on top of it, I'll make it.
So wait a second, John. John, are you saying are you telling me then the software that they're now making us aware of, saying that it's going to be in the cars in 2026, 2027, has been there?
It's already there.
That's what I wanted to highlight. And okay, I knew you were going to tell me that.
Call it the Ford snitch.
Call it the
because
what?
Because it's going to shut you down if you close your eyes. Okay, this is what's really going on, and people that think they have a 2022, 2023 vehicle and they won't be affected by it, all it is switch that has to be turned on.
Right.
But
you're breaking.
I won't tell you who said this because I don't want you to be, you know, smacked in any way from all these other people, but what they've done to Palestine will be the way of the world.
Well, you're breaking up really bad, John. Say that again.
I said what they have done to Palestine will be what they're going to do to the rest of the world.
Yep, and I want to highlight that right now. That's a perfect segue. I'll give you the last word, John.
All we can do is pray for everyone that we love and everyone that we don't.
Amen. That's about it. Thanks for holding on, John. Love your enemies, right? Yeah, I get that. Oh, my goodness. You know, we better understand Psalms. That's another topic right now. We could have a church service right now just about what he just said. You know, it's interesting. We're led to believe that we're supposed to love those that mean to do us harm, yet but we do, according to the love that God has given unto us in Romans 5:5. And according to that love, we hate what the Lord hates, and we love that which the Lord loves. And the Lord's government is his law. And so according to those enemies is to love them enemies, and love those enemies is not to withhold the consequence of the crimes that they intend against us. Furthermore, they're not repentant. You forgive those that are repentant. These people are headlong going straight into hell, and they want to bring the rest of us with them. So how do we pray for them? How did David pray for his enemies, friends? How did he pray for his enemies? Those are our prayers. So I want to make sure that we're not watering it down and revising it concerning how we're supposed to deal with our enemies. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I'm saying that there's consequence to the crimes that they commit. Deuteronomy 19:19. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece by Greg Reese. I want you to listen carefully. It has everything to do with what our friend John had just said. And listen again carefully, friends. This is literally insane, but it's coming, and we knew it was coming.
Data centers in America have already become hugely unpopular. The noise pollution from the cooling systems reach up to 100 decibels and run nonstop. They are drawing down aquifers in areas that are already in short supply, turning the water brown and tainting it with a disinfectant smell. And there is no benefit to the local community. A U.S. Chamber of Commerce report found that each data center provides about 157 jobs. Because of all this, developers have been using non-disclosure agreements with local officials, and projects are announced only weeks before voting for approval.
See how that
works?
There
are now nearly 200 active opposition groups across the United States, and it's growing fast. The official story is that the U.S. needs to stay competitive to beat China in an artificial intelligence arms race. But that story does not add up.
No, it doesn't add up, because China's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. The Pope is calling for a new world order. This all started in America here, friends, after World War II.
The United States has already built over 4,000 data centers. China ranks at number 4 with 368. What they appear to be is the infrastructure for a new financial system.
China, notice
mass surveillance,
and then you'll notice Russia coming up as well.
The U.S. dollar system is quickly collapsing, which would devastate the entire world economy. The only solution being played out is the AI agentic economy, which requires a massive amount of computing power. This new AI agentic system will be run by autonomous software entities that can own wallets, earn and spend money, create contracts, and transact with each other without human intermediaries. This addresses the debt problem by growing the economy faster than the debt accumulates. Like the petrodollar, it extends U.S. dollar hegemony without fixing its core issue, the debt. The Bank for International Settlements is the bank for central banks. It is immune from any national law, and its employees have diplomatic immunity. It answers to no government on earth, and every central bank is a member. BRICS only appears to be in opposition to Western banking. It is not. BRICS is aligned with the rest of the world in adopting this new AI digital banking system. But a growing number of analysts agree that this is a temporary fix. After about 10 years, the consumption of resources, the displacement of human workers, and the massive transfer of wealth to the few who own these AI agents makes a fundamental restructuring unavoidable. And yet, the entire world is going along with this plan. The question is, why? As we covered in last week's video, The New World Order, the emerging unipolar world is preparing for a major geological event that is expected to be catastrophic for the United States and beneficial to Russia. In the United States, data centers are being built inland, and on elevated land, away from the coastlines. This is where all vital U.S. infrastructure is being moved, and is where billionaires are buying up acres by the millions. China is building their data centers inland and high above
sea level,
over 1,200 kilometers from their main user bases, who have been complaining about latency and security. China has also built ready-to-occupy ghost cities at high elevation, deep inland, and on geologically stable platforms. And they are now using economic incentives to move its population into these cities and away from the coast. Russia's official government plan explicitly states the opening up of new land for agriculture and easier transportation of goods in the Arctic as positive effects of an expected
pole shift.
They are spending billions preparing for it. They have passed dozens of new laws aimed at stimulating economic growth and encouraging migration to the Arctic, including free land grants, subsidized mortgages, and other social benefits for those who make the move. Russian scientists have concluded that 13 million square kilometers of currently frozen territory will soon thaw and become the center of Russian civilization and a land of great opportunity. Russia is not frantically building data centers. They are passing homesteading laws and preparing for a windfall of new landmass. The expected catastrophic geological event is the most elegant explanation for all the chaos happening on Earth today. It explains just about everything. The real mystery is this: what exactly is causing it, and how do the most powerful people on Earth know about it?
No, I think more. What's more important than that is, how is it that you have 7 billion, 8 billion, 9 billion people on this Earth that tolerate the crimes of the few? That's what it comes down to. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. On Judgment Day, I'm going to ask the Lord, how is it that these mass populations were so deceived? I know Scripture says that he deceived the nation, speaking of the devil. I understand that. But not when you have the Word of God. Hey, folks, if you have torches, you have flashlights all over your house, there's no reason you're walking in darkness. That's what the Word of God is. The word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. That's the reason you stay in it. There is no reason this is happening in any sense of the word. Now, I know that this is all speculative, but I also know that there's a lot of information there, where a lot of pieces of the puzzle can be put together. But rest assured, friends, if it was all over, we wouldn't have the mercy today to do the right thing now, would we? So here's the word of encouragement. Do what you know to do concerning the word of God and the truth of the word of God and reproving darkness, because that's the purpose that you're on this earth. And I want to say this, Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, saith David, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not allow the foot of the righteous to be removed. He keepeth the way of those that do not slumber, nor does he. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, the children of God, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand, which means he's that close. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy goings out and thy coming ins from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. Folks, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. I wish we could go for another hour. 1 John 3:18. See ya.